Michael Beattie joined me from the Current River Jockey Club. Michael, you couldn't have ordered a better day.
No, we have absolutely been blessed. There's no doubt about that, Sean. It is a gorgeous Grafton morning, not a breath of breeze. I suppose it'll be getting up around about the 10 degrees now. But it is absolutely fantastic. And look, given this weather, given the deal that we've been able to pull together with our major sponsor, the Grafton District Services Club, with all their members being allowed into the races free of charge today, I've got to say to you, I will be bitterly disappointed if we don't have a recent Ramorny Day record. Now, I'm not suggesting we're going to get back to the crowds of the 70s or the 80s,
yep.
But this day's been sitting between about 3,500 and 4,000 people through the gate, weather dependent the last few years. If we don't get 5,000 or 6,000 people here today, you'll know, because I'll be the guy walking out the gate crying at the end of the day.
Well, looking at the track, it looks a magnificent order. I think yesterday you were sort of anticipating whether it'll be a soft five or a good four. You've come up with a good four this morning.
Yeah, look, it's probably a lot of people don't even like the numerical system as we have it with 4, 5, 6, 7. It's probably a good 4.5.
Yeah.
It's somewhere between the 4 and the 5. It's got the best grass cover on it that it has had for any July coming forward. There's a couple of reasons for that. We had a lot of rain here in the region, May into early June. We also lost our last race meeting due to a very heavy track on the Saturday of the long weekend in June. And, of course, that gave us a longer run into this carnival. The track staff here do the greatest job that you could possibly imagine. Just the way our race dates fall, we always have a lot of race meetings in the autumn, then into the early winter, and then we have to run a five-day winter carnival over 11 days. And preparing this track to keep it fair, to keep away from the bias and provide a good racing surface is a real trick. And Drew Cookson and his team do an absolutely sensational job. We've had 2 days of racing thus far. We've had 16 races. Winners have come from everywhere. I think it's fair to say that probably races 1 and 2, and maybe even into race 3 on Westlawn Day, which was last Thursday, it was an advantage to be on speed. Although sometimes that can be misleading, because all race clubs, especially country race clubs, tend to race maidens early in the day. And it often gives the illusion that the track's on speed, simply because in maidens, the best horses go forward and the slow ones that never win a race are out the back. So it's not that they can't make ground because of the track. They can't make ground because of their lack of ability. But the track played particularly well here on South Grafton Cup Day. The rail is back into the true position today, but we walked the track yesterday. It's a very even surface across the track. There doesn't appear to be any significant difference from inside to out, and I think it'll be made to measure for punters.
Well, you've got a great field. The Monstar, Brett Kavanagh was looking, and we saw Brett earlier on this morning. He's all systems go with the Monstar. You've got a great field, and today, just magnificent race. You've got to be absolutely delighted.
Look, I'm over the moon. Just a touch disappointed. Yeah, you can't call a spade a shovel, and I've never been one that anyone could accuse of that. We are just a little disappointed with the numerical amount of runners in the guineas. Unfortunately, scratchings have hurt that race. But the quality of the race, that we've been able to get those horses in, they're fantastic three-year-olds. And the winner of that race, I have absolutely no doubt, will go on to bigger and better things. I'm just a little disappointed that there's not, 12 or 14 of them going around. But it is what it is. And one thing you do know about three races through this carnival, you always have a good idea a month out how many three-year-olds are around. And we knew a month ago that we were in a bit of trouble with our three-year-olds. There's not a lot of good mares in work currently at the moment. So the Mother's Gift was never going to have a capacity field. And the staying races, to get 15 in the Grafton Cup is probably beyond my expectation. I was sort of budgeting on 12 runners. Mm. We've got to 15 because, again, there hasn't been a lot of stays around this winter. We always knew the Ramorny was going to be solid. It's probably better than I anticipated.
Well, terrific fields, Michael. Enjoy the day. Let's hope the crowd just rolls in, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a cracker.
Yeah, well, if it looks a small crowd, you just make sure you come and look after me after the last, because I'll need all the help I can get.
We will. We'll take you into our arms. Don't worry. Good on to Michael Beattie there, the Currents River Jockey Club here at Grafton today.